You're listening to United Way Day here on KYMN Radio. We're talking with a number of people who are involved in organizations that get some of their funding through the Rice County Area United Way. And right now from Northfield's Community Education Department, the director of that, Aaron Mayberry, is joining us right now. Aaron Bailey.
That's okay.
It's been a long time.
I would answer to either one.
it's been a long time. Yes. since, how long have you been working now with Community Ed?
Well, I've worked for Community Ed. This is my 18th school year. So mm-hmm. I oversaw the recreation programs and then have been the director for the last 9 years.
Wow. Let's talk just briefly. We were talking before we went on the air here about the new building. It's got to be an exciting thing to have all those services under basically one roof now.
It is fantastic. So we are located, the Northfield Community Education Center is located in what was the Greenville Park Elementary School. So, and we are on the same campus as the new building, and it's very exciting. So on site in the Community Education Center, we have all of our early learning programs. So early childhood family education, our hand-in-hand preschool program, and then our early ventures program, which is our licensed birth to five child care center. We also then have our adult basic education programming. So adults who are coming, working on their GED, learning English language skills, working on workforce development skills. And we have a food shelf on site. The Community Action Center also operates a food shelf on site. So it is really, really great to all be housed together, both staff and students, and to, you know, have this new remodeled space and be able to really do some fun things in there.
You know, that is the educational component of having a really just a healthy community. That's big. Talk about some of the people who your clients are.
Sure.
I guess if that's the right word, but who takes advantage of your services?
That's a great question. I would say everyone in this community. So we have had people as young as 2 days old at our programs. We offer a baby talk for brand new moms and their brand new babies. So we've had, you know, up to 2 years old, and, you know, they can be 99 or 100 taking a class. So, I mean, it's certainly open to anyone. And we serve the whole entire community. So whether you are participating in a program that happens in our building or registering for a community education class that happens somewhere in the community, we do service all. In a typical year, we'll say a non-pandemic year, mm-hmm. we serve about 55,000 people a year. So that's a lot of people, right?
And
so
that's a lot of people.
We're serving people that are living in the Northfield community and, in truth, in the surrounding communities as well.
Wow, 55,000. Yeah. Does that include some people taking advantage of two or three different things?
It does. It is a duplicate count. So if you signed up for three classes with us, then you're right. You did get counted three times.
You counted three times, but still, that's a tremendous reach.
Yeah. I mean, even last year during a pandemic, we ran 257 programs. That's a reduced number for us, but we run a significant number of programs, and in an effort to meet community needs, right? Whether you're looking for recreation, whether you're looking to gain a new skill, whether you're looking to have some socialization, we are trying to meet community needs.
Aaron Bailey is with us. She is the community ed director here, education director in Northfield. Let's move into some of the your funding. You have affiliations, I should say, with the school district and also the city.
Yes.
Is funding, sure. Where do you get that from?
Yes, that's a great question. So the community education budget itself is just over $3 million. 68% of that is driven by fees. So, if you're signing up for a class or you're signing up for childcare, a large percentage of our budget is driven by fees. About 22% of our budget is made up by local levies. Those are determined by the Minnesota State Legislature, and so those are often population-based, and so those are levy and aid determined by the state legislature. Then the rest of ours is things like we do receive some funding from the city of Northfield to help support the recreation program, and then we receive funding from grants, whether that be the Rice County Area United Way, other, you know, both state and federal grants that we receive as well.
All right. So that is that funding kept separate, or does it go into a general fund? How does that work?
Sure. So when we do receive grant funding, it's overall part of our budget, but it is kept separate. We are running our programs separately. So we aren't mixing it in per se, like to use it for other needs. When we write a grant and we receive that grant funding, it is for what the specific needs that mm-hmm. we put in that grant.
All right. Let's shift back a little bit to the pandemic. Has that affected, obviously, you mentioned it has affected the last year and a half. Looking forward to the next year, though, are those effects still going to continue on? Are you still going to have to operate under some limitations during the pandemic?
Sure. So the pandemic certainly caused us to run things differently, right? There were times where we were not running anything, and then there we certainly saw some decrease in participation for understandable reasons. I think we are now, this past summer, we saw a pretty significant increase in people returning, especially to outdoor recreation and enrichment programming. It's hard to predict a pandemic. So I think, you know, we've got people back in person. We've got people in classes and doing things, which is really, really great. And I think we are seeing a return to kind of our pre-pandemic, classes and people and participation levels and things like that, which is exciting.
Erin Bailey, once again with us from Northfield's Community Education Department. Is there anything else you'd like to let people know about Community Ed and Rec? I know we're heading into the winter season, so you probably have a new flyer or something, a booklet coming out.
That is very true. Our next brochure comes out on December 3rd, so that will contain, that's our winter spring brochure. It contains the classes we will offer from the start of January through the start of May. So watch for that. That does get delivered to all households that are in the Northfield Public School District. And if you'd like to be added to our list, certainly call us at the Community Education Center. We'd love to add you.
And folks, keep that, because every member of your family will have there's something for everyone.
That is true. We would love it if you keep it and look at it throughout the next 4 months.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Erin, thank you so much for taking the time and coming down here. Thank you for your good work throughout the community. It's much appreciated.
Thank you, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. And folks, your help is appreciated as well through the Rice County Area United Way. If you'd like to donate, please do. Please do generously as well. There are matching funds available right now today from Rebound Enterprises and also from the Board of Directors of Rice County Area United Way. So your money will go twice as far. Just go to ricecountyunitedway.org and you can make a donation there. We'll be back with our regular programming right after this.